But I decided to fight my enemy. I could not run away from him. I must fight until one of us is dead, I said to myself. Elizabeth watched me. What is it, my dear Victor? She asked. What are you afraid of? Everything will be safe after tonight, I replied. But tonight will be terrible. I watched and waited like this for an hour. Then I realized that it was very unpleasant for Elizabeth. I suggested that she went to bed. I did not want to join her yet. I wanted to find out where the monster was hiding. Elizabeth left me and went to the bedroom. I walked up and down the hotel. I looked for the monster everywhere, but I could not find him. Suddenly, I heard a loud scream. It came from Elizabeth's room. Then, of course, I understood the monster's plan. A second later, the scream was repeated. I ran into the room. Oh, why did I not die then and there? Why did I live to tell this horror story? Elizabeth was lying across the bed. Dead. Her head hung down, and her hair covered her face. She was murdered on her wedding night. I fell to the floor. For a few minutes, I could remember nothing. When I opened my eyes, people from the hotel were standing around me. There was horror in their eyes. I ran back to the bed where Elizabeth lay. Somebody had moved her body, and she seemed to be asleep. I held her in my arms and kissed her. But her skin was cold, and she was not breathing. The marks of the monster's evil hands were on her neck. I looked up for a minute. The window was open, and the yellow light of the moon shone into the room. Then I saw him. He stood outside with a terrible, ugly smile on his face. He seemed to laugh as he pointed towards Elizabeth's body. I ran to the window and pulled out my gun. I shot at him, but he moved quickly and escaped. He ran away very fast and jumped into the lake. When they heard the sound of the gun, a large group of people came into the room. I pointed outside, and everybody came with me to the lake. We followed the monster's path, but he was gone.